And now to something that, if I could redesign it, reform it, and fix it, I totally would. Traffic.
State officials urging drivers to travel after peak hours.
LA's endless tangle of roads and freeways. Another system at the breaking point.
So far, the eastbound 210 freeway is backed up to the 118.
When commute times double or triple because of traffic, you lose money, productivity, sometimes your sanity. So what's the solution? We turn to the country's traffic guru, Kara Cockleman, at the University of Texas for her best big idea.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Cockleman says the solution is simple. You use GPS to track where people go, and they pay a fee for every mile they drive. The more popular the road and the more popular the time, the more you pay.
Well, first of all of us hate traffic, even those who've chosen to study it intensely. And the single best thing that has been argued for decades, if not, you know, a century, is really pricing, tolling those roadways in an equitable, reasonable fashion. We have the technology now that the administrative burden of tolling in real time is low enough that we can start doing that at those congested bottlenecks, the ones that give us the most headaches. Those gantries that are overhead and reading your vehicle's transponder tag, as well as probably snapping a license plate so that they can be sure to get paid, are not cheap. And of course, they're very visible. So the next stage would be a global positioning system type device. And these become so inexpensive that a lot of manufacturers are already putting them on our vehicles.
Okay, so give me a sense of what your vision is. I mean, you take a really congested city like a New York or a LA. How do we decide how much I pay for the privilege of driving around it, and then who sends me the bill?
Well, one of the concerns about pricing is that Americans are so wealthy and so oblivious to pricing, especially when it's going off a tag, that as long as they have enough money at the end of the month, it's not going to change behavior. Fortunately, however, you don't need to change too many people's behaviors to get that traffic moving a lot more smoothly. I think really just charging, it'll probably be a pretty high toll, especially in the cities that you're mentioning. These are really congested cities with some amazingly narrow corridors that limit the access to the downtowns. So those could cost on the order of a dollar a mile, let's say, whereas here in Austin, the cost per mile might be closer to, let's say, 8 cents. During the congested times of day, to keep the traffic moving, those prices are going to need to come up, and that's called a congestion toll or congestion price. Now, that's a lot of revenue that's going to be raised that's not going to be used to build the actual infrastructure, in part because most of it's already built. So I think many of us would highly recommend that that revenue be given back to the travelers in a uniform fashion so that they can still see the pricing signals, still see the market signals. The money comes back so they have an account to play with each month so they can still get their basic travel done. And if they want to travel during the peak times of day regularly, they start paying out of pocket. And so they're essentially paying others to stay off the road.
The technology on the roads is just growing more and more. So give me a sense, when you look at the future, what do you think is our single best bet in terms of, okay, 20, 30 years, we may be able to really radically reduce traffic?
Right. Well, tolling's still going to be critical. So pricing signals are what equilibrate almost every market for any good or service in the world. Roads are kind of natural monopolies and really important to have as public goods, but we'll still see them congested even with those terrific vehicles that Google and other manufacturers, Google's not a traditional manufacturer, but they're going to be partnering with manufacturers to have these self-driving vehicles. And so we do expect to see connectivity and people traveling closer together. Automation will also help certainly and bring the capacity of our existing roadways up somewhat, but there will still be bottlenecks in the system, I'm quite sure. And most importantly, is that we'll be making travel so easy by being able to sleep and read and get other things done en route that we will see a surge in driving. It won't be traditional driving, it'll be the vehicle self-driving and vehicles potentially going empty to go pick up people from far away, sort of like a taxi. That's a lot of added travel that we have to watch out for. So you're still going to need the pricing in that scenario.
finally, you know, you are the traffic expert, and I always wonder how much traffic comes from the fact that people just do silly things. Like they think, if I switch lanes, I will be 4 inches ahead of where I am right now, and so let's just get into the right lane. How much of traffic is because of those ridiculous things, and how much isn't?
Oh, Kara, that is a great question. And of course, you and I never do those sorts of things.
Never. I never do that.
But I really do find it surprising that so many people don't signal. That drives me bonkers, because that would help so much. I'm guessing, you know, maybe as much as 20% of the cost of delays that we experience in this country every year. And we're talking almost $200 billion. So, you know, $700 a year per person lost in traffic. And some traffic is okay. Some congestion is okay. When you go to the ice cream store, you go to a hotel, even though the hotel may have peak off-peak pricing, which is very similar to congestion pricing, they still get congested. You still wait in line. So there's going to be this uncertainty in traffic that we can never completely anticipate. And we don't want to try to price it away, because people won't know the prices then when they set out on their journeys. But there's always going to be that uncertainty. Weather events, you know, things going on, malfunctioning tires and things like that are always going to create a fair amount of congestion.
Kara Cockleman is an engineering professor at the University of Texas. She specializes in traffic. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And finally, a special welcome today to our partners at KJZZ in Phoenix, where, by the way, rubberized asphalt was invented in the 1960s. Regular asphalt blended with old, shredded-up tires. Repaving, recycling, all in one. For more, I refer you to Wikipedia. Thanks to everyone who helped put this show together. Producer Mary Du, production assistant Genevieve Gilson, engineer Alan Mattis, and our intrepid intern Oliver Lazarus. From PRI and WGBH Radio, I'm Kara Miller, and this is Innovation Hub.
Innovation Hub is sponsored by State Street, partnering with institutional investors worldwide to create the way ahead.
PRI, Public Radio International.